Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You're listening to Inside Austin. Our guest this morning to help us get through, wade through the Affordable Care Act open enrollment is Isela Guerra with Central Health. Isela, welcome to the program.
Thank you.
Thanks for making the trip into the studio. And tell us a little bit about, first, Central Health. What is it? Is it a private entity? Is it government? It's Travis County?
Central Health is a public agency. It is a taxing district, and what that means is that we're publicly funded by local property tax dollars, and that's money set aside to make sure that low-income, uninsured individuals here in Travis County have some access to healthcare services.
And this was created by a vote way back when?
Correct. Back in 2014, Austin Travis County voters voted to have us created. Before, we were kind of lumped in with the city. And so, you know, it was always a fight for that money to fund healthcare. Thankfully, the local voters decided that it was important enough that we should be our own entity.
Now you've got your own budget.
Yes.
That's good news.
Yeah.
Do you provide healthcare at all, or is it just healthcare information or healthcare insurance? What specifically does Central Health do?
So Central Health funds healthcare in the simplest terms. But we are an enterprise. What that means is that there's other organizations within the Central Health family. For example, community care health centers, they actually provide the medical services. So we help fund them to provide those medical services. And then there's Sendero Health Plans. That's an HMO. It's a nonprofit health insurance company that's also funded by Central Health and other funders as well. You know, we help fund them so that they can provide health insurance here to our low-income families. And then we also fund the Medical Access Program, known as MAP. And it's a program that residents must qualify for in order to enroll. Once enrolled, then they'll have access to our network of providers, preventative care, emergency room care, access to medications, dental services, which is pretty much unheard of for adults. So all of that is what Central Health funds in order to provide healthcare services to our low-income, uninsured population.
So is it safe to say the tax money flows to Central Health and then you distribute or disseminate it or kind of pass it along?
That's right.
I guess there's some eligibility requirements. It being Travis County Central Health, I'm guessing you have to be a resident of Travis County?
That's right. That's probably the largest requirement, is that you do have to live here in Travis County. We do have multiple programs, and each program has limits around income. You know, these programs, you do have to qualify for them by being low income and uninsured. So you can't have insurance like Medicaid or Medicare or private health insurance. As long as you live in Travis County, you don't exceed the income limits, and you don't have any other health insurance, then you could qualify for one of our programs.
So eligibility, you do have to live in Travis County, and there are other requirements. What's the best way for someone to figure out if they qualify? Obviously, the website maybe is a good place to start.
Sure. Most of our enrollees will call our call center, and that phone number is 512-978-8130. That's to start the enrollment process. Schedule an appointment, an eligibility appointment, and come in and get enrolled. When you call, They'll give you a list of documents to bring in, you know, ID, a proof of address, a proof of your income. Everything is going to be dependent on each individual household and each individual situation. So that's why we always say the best thing to do is call. You get all the information. You can show up to your appointment ready to get enrolled. Once you do enroll, you leave that appointment with a MAP card in your hand, and it's ready to use day one.
And you can use that for health care.
Right.
Take that to a health care provider.
Exactly.
And they use the card and, okay. And,
yep, that's it.
So the phone number again.
512-978-8130.
And there's a lot of information and resources available on the website, centralhealth.net. That is the address, right?
Yes, yes.
And the reason you're here today, Isela Guerra, is mostly to talk about open enrollment. And I know what's going on right now. There's a lot of talk about open enrollment. What specifically is it for those of us who don't know? What is open enrollment?
So open enrollment is the only time of year when you can enroll in a health insurance plan available on the health insurance marketplace. If you currently are enrolled in a health insurance plan through the marketplace, you can make a change your plan altogether. Now's the time to shop around and make sure that your plan still suits you and your needs, or to get enrolled for the first time. So I am here today because open enrollment ends December 15th, and we want to let everyone know that there is assistance available. In-person assistance with the enrollment process, with answering all those questions on the application, with help figuring out which health plan is the best for you. You know, if you know you need certain medications, if you know you want to continue seeing certain doctors, maybe you're already seeing, you know, our enrollment experts take all of that into account when they are looking for a health plan for you. So having that expert on your side, impartial, of course, to make a recommendation to say, look, these are the three best health insurance plans that cover what you're telling me that you need, you know, then you can make an informed decision as a consumer.
So this is for people, open enrollment's really for everybody, but for you at Central Health specifically, it's for people who don't currently have healthcare insurance and they're hoping to get some for next year. Is that safe to say?
Yes. Once you enroll, the plan starts January 1st, and your coverage, you know, lasts throughout the year. So there isn't another opportunity to enroll. There isn't another opportunity to make a change unless you have a qualifying event, you know, partway down through the year. But now's the time to look at those plans and get enrolled. And health insurance, the health insurance marketplace is really designed for those families with an income between 100 and 400% of the federal poverty line. That means something different for each family. It depends on how many are in the household.
Kids you've got.
Exactly. How many dependents are on your tax returns. And so getting help from one of our enrollment experts is really the best way to kind of figure out all of those things, estimate your income for next year, for 2020, that's what they use. I mean, I can't stress enough how important it is to get enrolled, because there's not another opportunity to do it throughout the year and to get assistance to really understand those questions and answer them correctly.
And again, you've only got until December the 15th to get signed up.
Yes.
And if you don't have healthcare now, healthcare insurance and healthcare aren't exactly the same thing, but if you don't have healthcare insurance, you have until December the 15th to figure this out for open enrollment, because once the 15th expires, December 15th is gone, then you have to wait another roughly year to do it?
That's right. There isn't another opportunity unless you have a qualifying life event. And some of those things, some of those events include having a new child, either through birth or adoption, getting married or divorced, losing your coverage. For example, if you have a job that provides your insurance, and you do a job change that, and your next one does not provide health insurance, you know, that would be a qualifying event. If you're 26 and you are no longer eligible to be on your parents' health insurance, this is an opportunity. It's a qualifying event for you to get enrolled in the marketplace, you know, even if it happens mid-year. But aside from these special qualifying events, as they're called, there is no other opportunity, which means if you're sick, if you find out that you have, you know, something that you need taken care of medically mid-year, that is not a qualifying event, unfortunately. And so you would really be stuck out until the next open enrollment period, which are short. They're 45 days. It started November 1st and it closes December 15th. And that coverage, that health insurance, goes into effect January 1st.
And there really is no reason for a lot of people to not have health insurance, because a lot of this is heavily subsidized through the Affordable Care Act.
Yes, there's still tax credits available. So this is the seventh year that the marketplace is open, and we have seen more plans come into the market here locally in Central Texas. We've seen this is the second year that health insurance plans, the prices have come down, so it's kind of stabilized. And there's still tax credits available. So just check it out, see what's available to you, see if it fits your budget, your medical needs, and just make an informed decision.
And I think it's important to note that you might be surprised how easily health insurance can fit into your budget, because, again, with some of the subsidies, you can get health insurance with no money out of pocket for some people.
That's correct. I've seen, you know, premiums as low as just cents, you know. Of course, it's different for each household,
sure.
But that's why it's a great opportunity to see what's available to you based on your individual situation.
But now's the time. You only have until December 15th to figure this out.
Correct. And I'm urging everyone that's interested to call 211 to find a location for in-person assistance near you. You know, we have assistance throughout Travis County, throughout Austin and Travis County. And meeting with one of our enrollment specialists is really the best way to make an informed decision and to take everything, you know, that you need to make that decision into consideration.
And again, the phone number is 211, which is, it's pretty easy to remember. It's not 911, it's not 311, but 211. And I think it's important to point out that you have real people, like face-to-face, you can schedule an appointment and sit down with somebody. Because I know when you try to find a health insurance or kind of anything that might be Affordable Care Act related, it can be daunting, it can be confusing, and you've got Spanish speakers as well. So you can walk somebody through the process on how to get health coverage if they don't have it or if they need it.
Sure. I mean, call 211. That's the United Way call center. I mean, those folks are right there on MLK. They're local. And our assisters are local. You know, we have various agencies throughout the Austin or Travis County offering their assistance to help people fill out those applications online and submit, you know, whatever required documentation is needed and help them pick a health plan. I think that's probably, one of the biggest problems that people face is that this health insurance information is very complex.
Yes.
And knowing how to apply your needs to these health plans to help determine which plan's the best for you, I think that's just an invaluable service for anybody who, you know, really is needing this health insurance.
I think it's easy for people to kind of ignore it if they don't have health insurance, because it can be daunting, it's confusing, but Central Health will walk you through the process. They'll help you get signed up. Is it safe to say you'll point out some of the better options for them?
Some of the better options for their needs, absolutely.
And then, and again, there are subsidies sometimes available to some people if you qualify, if you're eligible, that you can get out of this thing with sometimes no money out of pocket.
Right. The most subsidies available are for those households with an income between 100 to 250% of the federal poverty line. Again, that's different depending on your household size. But really, those individuals will qualify for the best tax credits and out-of-pocket cost reductions. Don't hesitate to call to get the information. I mean, ultimately, you decide on what is good for you and your family.
And even if you have yourself health care coverage, you certainly know a lot of people who maybe don't have it. So I guess maybe give the phone number again, please.
Yes. For the health insurance marketplace, assistance is 211. And we have enrollment experts available. Many of them do speak Spanish. If you have any Spanish-speaking families who need coverage or who are kind of overwhelmed by the process, and there's other languages available as well. And, you know, all of our assistance is local. It's free to you. Open enrollment closes December 15th. Don't wait until the last minute, because that's when we see, you know,
paperwork backs up,
long wait times.
Phones get busy.
Exactly.
Sure.
Exactly.
Now's the time to act.
Yes.
All right. Well, we appreciate you stopping by. It's Isil Guerra. Is there anything we need to mention before you get out of here?
We just want to encourage everyone to look at their options at the health insurance marketplace. Call 211 for in-person assistance. Know that there's still financial aid available through tax credits for these premiums. And, you know, visit our website, centralhealth.net, if you have any other questions about coverage or access to health care.
All right, Isil. Isil Guerra with Central Health. We appreciate you stopping by. Thanks for stopping by to the studio here at Inside Austin.
Thanks for having me.
Catch up with past interviews and more online at our website. Just go to talk1370.com/InsideAustin. That's talk1370.com/InsideAustin. More Inside Austin coming up after these messages.
Oh, it's such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.